Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Owning a home is about a lot more than owning the roof over your head. As a homeowner, you own a greater share of your future and a legacy you leave behind. U.S. Bank is here to help you get your financial house in order with financial education, community partnerships, and personalized guidance from our bankers to help you start from a position of strength. Own your tomorrow today. usbank.com/ownit. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Life is what you make it. So what are you making? Healthier choices? New friends? New beginnings? Whatever you're making in life, make it matter together with LA Care Health Plan. Healthcare starts at $0.
If you like weird history, true crime, haunted and paranormal, then pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Ghost Town wherever you listen to podcasts. We also have a video component to our favorite Ghost Town episodes at youtube.com/Jason Horton. Episodes like The Los Feliz Murder House, The Toxic Lady, The Black Dahlia, Janis Joplin's Hotel Room, The Haunted Roosevelt Hotel, and more. Just go to youtube.com/Jason Horton. That's youtube.com/JasonHorton. And while you're there, please subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you.
The only thing better than winning your fantasy football league? Constantly reminding the other owners that you did. And at DraftKings.com, you can prove you're the superior GM every single week. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments, so you can play whenever you want in a variety of contests. Challenge your friends in a custom league or join an existing one to play for your share of the millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs this season. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and collect your winnings. That is it. Renew old rivalries or create new ones by playing head-to-head with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players from all over the country. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Use promo code FRIENDS, F-R-I-E-N-D-S, and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy contest. First place takes home $100,000 and a lifetime of bragging rights. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Enter FRIENDS for free entry now. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
How's it going? Thanks for taking time to talk to me.
Yeah, dude. Sorry, the internet at this venue kind of sucks.
See, you're already big timing with venue. You guys are at a venue. I'm sitting here at Sideshow Networks with off-brand bottled water.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. So I'm talking to Alex and Jack from Full Frontal, the podcast, and you have like a tiny little band that you do on the side, you know, a few hours a month called All Time Low.
Yeah, it's sort of like a side project that we're really trying to get going.
You know, guys, don't waste your time. You know what I mean? You know, it's hard.
My mom's been really backing it hard, both from a loving mother standpoint and also financially.
Yeah.
She's been really wonderful, and she pays for our private jet flights and things like that. So it makes doing it a lot easier, considering that money is tough right now and the podcast is not doing well.
She's like a human Kickstarter.
She's sort of like an Oprah Winfrey type. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You already have the band. You really need a podcast too? I mean, can you leave something for the rest of us? I mean, some of us don't have rock bands.
I don't know why we started it, to be honest. It started over at a different network, and it was sort of brought to us as an idea to just kind of create an extension of the nonsense that we talk about between songs on stage. And it over time developed a following and developed into something a little bit more. It's a little more structured now. It's always funny if you go back and listen to like season one as compared to season, I guess we're on season five now, whatever that means. There's definitely a lot more of a concept there now, which helps for whatever that's worth. It's still a very loose concept, but it's come along, and obviously now we share a network, which is cool. And again, it's not going well for us.
No. I mean, I know that. I just got a new iPhone 6S Plus that when you look at me and you see that phone, that you know I'm doing well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That screams success.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
It's pretty good. I look at all six of my Instagram followers. It's really big. Like, I can see that number six, and it's like huge number six. Nope, actually, it's five. I just lost one. I keep checking.
I just have a modded iPod Mini, and it's awesome. It's just a phone as well.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at your podcast titles. I'm assuming that you kind of take it's the same road a lot of people like, you know, I make YouTube videos and the titles, you know, are the ones that get people's attention sometimes. And the episode called Guybrator.
Yeah, a lot of the titles kind of just come from it's sort of the same way we name our albums. Like, we'll sort of the episode will come together and then there'll be sort of a line that one of us said. In the case of our albums, it's oftentimes a line from a song or a song title. And in the case of the podcast, it's like, you know, Jack will just say some ridiculous thing or I'll say some ridiculous thing. And we're like, that's the perfect episode.
Even though it has nothing to do with the actual episode itself.
Yes.
Which I like. I like that.
No, I love a good bait and switch. Like, I like being lied to. So that's great. I mean, it's one of my favorites.
You know, it's the old clickbait thing. We're taking a lot of cues from BuzzFeed.
Listen, I made videos like called Butter Dick and people will click on a video called Butter Dick. You know what I mean?
You got to at least say butter dick once.
Oh, no, there is a butter. It's about a girl who's hot, butter dick. And it's an interactive video. Yeah.
See, that gets people asking questions. Now I want to know the story and your ratings are going up, you know?
Dibs on band name Butter Dick, by the way.
Butter Dick is a good
one. I mean, you know, you have What's Wrong With My Balls?
I mean, that's actually a legitimate fear that there is something wrong with them. So I'm nervous.
Again, that was an on-topic discussion.
Can you help me?
Well, no, you know, I'm going to spin it. I'm going to be like Johnny Positive over here. Let's talk about what's right with your balls.
Yeah, not a lot. I don't have any kids, so
right.
They might not work, actually. I don't know, even know if they're
Jack's balls are impressive. We talked about this on our show, and we might as well talk about it on here too because it should be celebrated. He has really, really nice large balls. Like it's
symmetrical.
That's not appealing to a girl though. Like girls aren't like, oh yeah, that dude has huge balls.
No, I think it is. I think anyone that's looking at you in an interested sexual way would put stock in your balls.
They make the whole package look better, right?
I mean, are they symmetrical?
No,
they are.
Guys,
they are.
I live in Hollywood, California. Symmetry is everything.
Jack is being modest. His balls are a work of art.
Because they say Denzel Washington's face, the reason he's so good looking is his face is really symmetrical. So if your balls are like Denzel Washington's face, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have had my balls compared to Denzel Washington before. It's not the first time.
He's the Denzel Washington of scrotums.
Is it because they're black or because they're symmetrical?
Super symmetrical.
It can be both. You know, they say pics are GTFO. That's what the kids are saying. I listen to the kids.
We'll send some pictures over for the sidebar when you post this up.
Yeah, because right now we're talking via Skype. Because we were in person, we'd be like fist bumping, Snapchatting.
Right. It would almost be too. There would almost be too much of a good vibe.
Yeah. It would. You know, so like, I was also reading what you got. Your name was from Newfound Glory.
Yeah.
Running a little story, how we're connected. I had a band back in the day, and we were supposed to open for Newfound Glory in Connecticut at a skate park, and they canceled, so we canceled. So we're pretty much all – I mean, we're pretty much kind of all best – just give me your phone numbers.
We've been on a worldwide tour at this point. That's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask kind of – because I like music. You guys do music and a podcast. But
yeah.
What are – would you say, like, if you were on tour and you're on the tour bus or tour jet – or tour teleportation machine, whatever it is, to get to the Warped Tour. Do they still do Warped Tour, or am I totally out of touch? Warped Tour still happens, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I went to the first four Warped Tours, the first four.
Damn, you see, like, Sublime?
I have seen Sublime. I saw Blink-182 before people liked them. I saw Sublime. I mean, I didn't care, but I was into hardcore. Like, that was my thing, like, hardcore punk. So I was like, Sublime, I don't like this.
Right.
Then I moved to California, and I'm like, oh, I get it.
That's awesome, though. Those were the glory days.
Oh,
Pennywise.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw – I mean, there's just bands I wanted to see, and then there was –
Did you catch No Doubt on Warped Tour by any chance?
I believe that I did, but I may not have cared. I also I thought I was really cool. I was just like, I like hardcore.
Right, you weren't into it. I get that, but yeah. That's cool though. It's cool that you were part of those years. I was probably 6 when that happened.
Yeah, I was 38. But right now I'm 19 when I talk to you guys.
Benjamin Button.
But it's kind of like a mid. It stops. It's like a midway Benjamin Buttons. It doesn't go all the way back. If you like listen to music, like what? Give me a couple like 5 on like the kind of like punk hardcore kind of, I guess, and then a couple that are like not that at all, like other genres of music that
of like, you, like of our favorite bands.
That you like listen to on a tour bus where like nobody's gonna get like, ugh, please don't play this anymore, Greg. I'm talking about the other guys of the band. I'm Greg, Don.
Greg and Don.
Yeah, Greg and Don.
Greg and Don. I'm really into, I don't know, going back, I was really into The Cars. I'm really into NoFX. Green Day was a big one for me growing up. Super into...
Right now, there's a lot of Muse going on backstage.
Jack's playing a lot of Muse backstage, and it's making me feel super proggy when I go out on stage. I want to rip solos and fist pump.
I saw, and again, I'm going to talk about how young I am. I saw what I believe is Green Day's first East Coast show.
Oh shit!
And they were going to stay with us. Like that's how long ago this was. And then they met some chicks, and then they did not stay with us. But I mean, I like Green Day 7 inches. Like that I wish I still kept because I probably could have sold them and. Bought another iPhone. I could have bought another iPhone S Plus.
You need two.
Oh, I need a burner. You know, for all like the guys, we all have groupies. You guys have groupies, right? Is that the word you use, or am I totally out of touch?
Dude, you know what gets played backstage a lot, and me and Alex always blasted, and everyone seems to be pissed except for us, is One Direction.
I mean, I saw their movie. I think it's good. I mean, they're catchy. Some of the songs are good. I mean, I don't know if it's a good song. It's a good song.
That new record's feeling super bandy. I really,
The new one.
I dig it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They have that song that just came out. It Dragged Me Down. It's got like a Police feel to it, like bass line and stuff. It's kind of cool. And they're handsome boys too.
They are. You know what I mean? But I mean, not as handsome as the Full Frontal podcast that you listen to. That's very, that's very handsome.
Thank you. I'm glad you said it.
Do you guys listen to your own podcast when you're on tour? You're like, oh, let's hear our voices again.
No, I get super self-conscious about that stuff.
I've never actually listened to one before.
Yeah, I never
You were there, right? Like, I don't listen. I don't, like, I make YouTube videos. And I was like, I don't need to watch it. I was there. I don't want to look at myself.
Do you edit it?
No. I'm extremely rich and famous, so I have people...
You have an editing staff?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think that's the way to do it, because otherwise you get too self-critical and weird, and it starts to become a little contrived. Like, earlier on, I used to listen back when our drummer Ryan edits them for us, and kind of we have another guy, Jeff, who's always worked with us on the podcast, and he basically always proof listens for us to make sure we didn't say anything that's going to put us in prison.
You put all your trust in these guys, so... Yeah. Hopefully they don't let you down.
See, if I was editing it...
I can't stand the sound of my own voice, so I try to avoid it.
If I was editing your stuff, I would just be like... I'd stop and I'd be like, subscribe to Jason Horton, youtube.com/Jason Horton. And I would put that in like every like 10, 15 minutes and you guys would never know. And then I would just get all that traffic, all that yummy traffic, that full frontal traffic.
Ryan's been throwing in links to his GoFundMe account that we don't know about.
Listen, you know what I mean? That's just being an entrepreneur.
Smart. That's the way to make money these days. That's if you want to have 2 or more iPhone 6 Plus S's, that's the way to do it.
So I also heard that you guys have your own Gmail account.
The podcast does. Yeah, Gmail was kind enough to let us have it.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
An account with them.
Big timing it.
Yeah.
Big timing it.
Yeah, Mr. Google himself said, here you go, guys.
Yeah. Donovan Google.
It's Donovan M. Google.
Yes. The M is silent.
Enough to let us have it. And it's actually kind of cool because it's opened up a lot of stuff for us with the podcast. You know, there's a little bit of a caveat. You know, we talk about poop, like boobies and wieners and stuff. So there's a bit of a like must be 18 or older to chat. But it's cool because it's connected us with the audience, and it's fun to be able to give really convoluted, weird, bad advice to people when they need it. And
yeah, it's weird that people once you have like a voice, it's weird that people start asking for advice as if like we know anything.
We have no idea what we're doing. So that's always the little we have to clarify before we start giving people advice that it's bad advice and they shouldn't listen to us.
I know it's bad advice because you went from the word caveat to balls and peepees in a sentence. So I know it's trouble.
I like to play both sides of the coin.
Yeah. You know, Maria, who's in here, she's doing the engineering. She wanted me to ask you guys. No, she did. She begged me, and I was just like, come on, leave the guys alone. They're my friends. Okay, they're giving me their phone numbers. If you could, like, you know, there's like, who's like the shy one? Like, who's the rebel? Like, who's the party one? And who's like the bookkeeper? Like, could you do that for the guys in the band?
Easily. We're like Ninja Turtles.
I always sort of, I stack us up to the Ninja Turtles every time. Ryan is definitely Donatello. He's the engineer. He's sitting back with his laptop. Jack would be Michelangelo. Really only cares about pizza. Mm-hmm. And puka shell necklaces. Zach is kind of the moody, quiet, but also really like probably the strongest and most badass on the squad. So he's the Raphael of the group. And then that leaves me being the guy that tells everyone what to do.
Alex is Splinter.
I'm the bossy one. I'm Krang. I'm the weird pink brain guy that rides around in a buff guy robot suit.
I thought the music industry would be Splinter, the greedy music industry.
No, bro, the critics are Shredder, man. Let me break this down for you. The critics are the Foot Clan, and
yeah. What am I in it? I guess I'm getting
you,
it. The hot one.
Oh yeah, who's the
April?
You can be April.
All right, cool. But like a hot April. Like a hotter Megan Fox than the new one.
How are your thumbs?
Guys, there's two of you and I got two thumbs. Just letting you know, there's enough to go around. Are you guys currently on tour?
Yeah, we're in Tulsa, Oklahoma today. So that's why the Wi-Fi is kind of crappy, and I'm sorry if our connection's bad.
Because it's like country time Wi-Fi, right?
They don't get a whole lot of Wi-Fi out here.
Who are you on tour with?
We are currently out with a band called Sleepy with Sirens, and then there's the two support acts are Neck Deep from the UK, and then this rad Japanese band called One OK Rock.
What are some of like the bands you've gone out on tour with? You're like, oh my god, this is amazing. Not the current ones aren't amazing, but ones that you were like, this is so cool.
I mean, for us, we did a long run with Green Day in Europe, and we went to Russia for the first time with them, and obviously, just as a guy that grew up on their music, you know, like Kerplunk was one of the first albums I bought and things. So that was amazing for us. They were super nice guys and treated us really well. And it's cool to see a band that's, you know, that big on a global scale, still treat their opening acts with kindness and respect and stuff. It was very refreshing to see that. Getting to know the Blink guys has been really cool as well for that same reason. A lot of those veteran bands that we kind of grew up listening to and then have now had the chance to sort of call them our friends, you know, Less Than Jake, NOFX, all those dudes that sort of brought us into the fold and treated us well and kind of gave us a chance to grow with them. That was always really cool. And then the Wonder Years guys are some of my favorite dudes. They just put out a new record, so I want to mention them because I love those guys.
I feel like Less Than Jake is on like anytime I see like a Warped Tour, I feel like Less Than Jake has always been on the lineup.
They embraced it. Yeah. I mean, they've spent a lot of summers on there. I think there was one, a set of years, maybe like 2010 to 2012 that I think we did pretty much every Warped Tour with them. I love those guys.
Yeah. I think the cool thing about Les and Jake is you're never getting the same show. And we learn out a lot from them because on stage, you know, they have a new show every day where they're interacting with the fans. And I think that's something that we kind of admire, you know, like they're always kind of a party on stage.
Totally.
Have you had any like weird like fan things happen?
Ooh, that's every day.
Yeah, I mean, Jack's mom has she won't really stop calling my phone or coming to my house when I'm home.
Yeah,
so that's getting concerning. No, we've definitely had a couple weird ones. There were some like on a serious note. There was like a weird one where I had just gotten home from tour. We flew home and we had been gone for months and I found out that there was like some. Like chicks sitting in my front yard, hiding in a bush, like taking pictures through my windows and stuff right when I got home. So that was real creepy. And then we've had people sort of sneak their way onto the bus or backstage and act a little strange. That's always the unnerving stuff. Cause it's like when you're on the road for as long as we are, we're on tour sometimes like 300 days out of the year. And, your life and your home and your private life sort of become the bus and backstage and things like that. And so, anytime someone sort of invades that space, it can be really daunting because you're just like, man, I have nowhere to go right now. Like, I don't have a safe zone anymore. So every now and then it gets a little weird. But fortunately, most of our fans are really rad and respectful and cool. And we haven't had too many crazy things, I don't think.
Do you, like, when you're on tours, do you document everything? Like, do you keep up, like, on social media or do you just, like, here's where our show is? Because, you know, I think a lot of that, when you put a lot of that, you know, you put some Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter or whatever, people feel like they know you because you're constantly kind of sharing with them, like, what's going on. So when they meet you or see you, they feel like they know you, even though you know nothing about them. And that's something I learned from YouTube, because it's just a lot of output, and you really know nothing about the people on the other end.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the world we live in right now with social media and everything, having a podcast and like you said, having videos on YouTube and things like, you know, people definitely do get this idea that they know you through and through. And
they get very comfortable with you and they feel like they can say a lot of things, which, you know, is usually fine. But sometimes it's like, whoa, what? Like,
yeah, so there's definitely times where that comfort level sort of ends up becoming like this weird blurred line of what's appropriate and what's not. But I think a lot of people know that we have, there's sort of two sides to us as people. You know, we have a very jokey and sarcastic side that we put out there a lot. And then we also, you know, at the same time, we are real people. So it's like, I think people are getting good at knowing when we're dicking around and when we're not, which is definitely helpful to our cause because I think, you know, if people thought we were always being serious with what we said or vice versa, I think we'd confuse a lot of people or offend them.
are you going on a podcast tour as well?
We are. We're trying to. We're going to try it out. It's actually starting tomorrow, which is pretty rad. We had never thought to kind of do the podcast in front of a live audience, but this tour sort of came down to being the perfect time for it. And Sideshow Network had access to all these rad comedy clubs to do it in those clubs. And so, yeah, we kind of put feelers out there and asked fans if they'd be into seeing it live and being a part of it. And it'll obviously change the dynamic of the show a lot because I think there'll be a lot more crowd interaction and things. But, yeah, so the first one's tomorrow. And I'm nervous for it because I don't know how it's going to go. We've never done it before.
Yeah, I've done, I mean, this thing called VidCon, which is like a, you know, YouTube conference. I did podcast live and I'm like, no one's going to want to watch this. Kids don't care about podcasts. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just for like, I don't know, like I like NPR or whatever. But they do. They love it. I mean, it depends on they're not there for me because they're in it for the guests. They couldn't care less about me. I'm just like,
that's not nothing. True.
It's nothing. I'm nothing. Are you coming to L.A.?
Yeah, we are. We'll be out that way. I think it's on the 22nd that we're doing the one out there at the
Improv.
The Improv.
Improv.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course I can come. Guys.
Please be there.
We'll put you on the list just in case.
Will you come on the show?
Yeah, can you put me on the list plus 19?
Absolutely. Well, no one's bought any tickets, so we have a ton of empty seats.
Okay. So, a list plus 19. You know what? Actually, just make it 18 because I don't think she's going to call me back.
I'm gonna make it 19. Because yeah. God knows we need to fill those seats.
But please, it's just you guys aren't doing any music. Like, are you gonna like bust out and like? play one of your songs acoustic, like, you know, tell a little story about, like, or is it you're just podcasting?
It's a good question.
We're not very we're not planning much, which, you know, could be terrible or great, but I think that's the beauty about doing you know, something like this live, is anything could happen or nothing can happen. So
yeah, I think a lot of it's going to come down to fan interaction, and yeah, like if it's seeming stale, I'm sure there are ways that we can make it interesting. You know,
I'll start heckling. Do not worry. If there's a dip in anything, I will make my presence known.
Please, for the love of God, heckle us. We want it. We encourage it.
So you have a Full Frontal that's on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Yes.
From the Sideshow Network with Friends Without Benefits. This show, we're all in the same family. Again, send me your phone numbers. Actually, just put your phone numbers. Just say it on the air. and bank routing information and social security stuff, just so we know each other better.
It wouldn't be called a social security number if it wasn't meant to be shared with people socially.
Yeah, it's social. It's like social media, but it's
social security number.
Yeah, it's just like giving out your Snapchats.
Totally. I'm gonna post mine later.
I'll find it on the Snapchats, because that's where all the inside stuff is. And then you could find alltimelow.com/gov.
Yeah, alltimelow.gov is really
dot edu. .edu. And then your LinkedIn is linkedin.com/alltimelowbiz. Listen, my brother met his girlfriend on LinkedIn. She hit him up on LinkedIn, like, straight up. I make jokes, LinkedIn jokes, and this girl straight up was like, "Hey, what's up?" to my brother.
Wait, that really happened?
I make LinkedIn jokes all the time. Like, I was like, the girl broke up with me over LinkedIn, but this girl hit up my brother over LinkedIn.
That's incredible. Yes. That's the only time I've ever heard of anyone using LinkedIn and like having any kind of success with it.
Yeah.
I am going to go postal the next time I get a LinkedIn invite.
It might be for me to kind of warm you up. Well, guys, thanks so much. Good luck on the tour, and not that you need it.
We do.
I jinxed you guys. Now I jinxed you guys. I'm looking forward to the podcast tour, where we're hanging out and just like fist bumping like crazy. I want to thank you guys. Yeah, thanks, Full Frontal, All Time Low, for being on. Make sure to tell Don and Greg I said hello.
Don and Greg know that you said what's up. They're gonna be super excited.
Yeah. I want to thank Alex and Jack, and this is the Friends Without Benefits podcast.
Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for having us, dude.
No, thanks for being on, guys.
Absolutely. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Owning a home is about a lot more than owning the roof over your head. As a homeowner, you own a greater share of your future and a legacy you leave behind. U.S. Bank is here to help you get your financial house in order with financial education, community partnerships, and personalized guidance from our bankers to help you start from a position of strength. Own your tomorrow today. usbank.com/ownit. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What can be nicer than pumpkin spice? An L-certified Lexus of your dreams. Find yours at the L-certified Fall Collection sales event. With special offers on select pre-owned models, U.S. News & World Report's best CPO program for 7 years running, with a complimentary maintenance plan and an unlimited mileage warranty up to 6 years. Click the banner to discover more. Exclusively at your Lexus dealer.
View U.S. News best cars at cars.usnews.com. Warranty valid 2 years after expiration of remaining time mileage of 4-year 50,000-mile new vehicle basic warranty. Offers end November 4th.